Blog Talk Radio.
I call it Lola. She feel like the ocean, like to drink and smoke some Doja. And I feel like smoking, plus she good at charming cobras. I feel like I'm chosen, but she ain't the only one, no. Got the chick I call it Katia. She be acting bougie, then she came through and tied me up. Now she just a groupie, got the aura of the mafia. Her friends wish they knew me, but they ain't the only one, no. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all. I've been at this shit for 9 years. Now they start to call. I'm a DIY pioneer. They tryna get involved. Yippee-ki-yay, got to set it off. I'm probably the only one, yeah. Correct when you approach me, I can size you up, taking all the shots like Kobe, almost 81, guess I got to play the goalie, and go and save me some, I'm probably the only one, hey, hey. What they want, what they want, what they want, dollar signs, yeah I know it's what they want, what they want, what they want, what they want, y'all ain't fooling me at all. Who wants my money? I'll tell you who I don't fuck with. Who's pulling strings? I'm just pointing out all the puppets. What I'm demanding is fucking up all the budgets. I'm smart as fuck, they be talking like I'm the dumbest, but I know what they want from me. Dollars, lot of stock in me. It ain't nothing personal, it's business and I'm a commodity. But honestly, Pop-Up will be turning in his grave the day I let someone else become the boss of me. When there's a boss in me, I'll be damned. What they want, what they want, what they want. Dollar signs, yeah, I know it's what they want. What they want, what they want, what they want. Y'all ain't fooling me at all.
But that'll last forever. It's cold outside. Like when you
you walked out my life? Why you walk out my life?
Sometimes I wish you knew, but I disguise the truth. I say I'm happy, but I'm still stuck on us. Does your mind play this game too? Think about me and you. I guess I'll just pretend until it all makes sense. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. See you face to face, I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem. Like I want you. You. Even if it's true. It's overdue. Tell me your point of view. Tell me, am I to blame? You're so good with change. A table set for two. You got me waiting, but you ain't coming through. Try to stay patient, but gotta face the truth. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. See you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem.
No,
see you face to face. I'm thinking about the days we used to be. But I can't make it seem. But I can't make it seem.
Like I want you. You.
Even if it's true.
Love me, say it now. Why is it so hard to figure out? I need you every day, believe me when I say it. Thank you.
I'm a train wreck in the morning. I'm a bitch in the afternoon. Every now and then without warning, I can be really mean towards you. Aren't even in the fire, and yet you see the picture clear as day. I don't know why you lie to me, and that's the love you catch me when I fall. It's a piece of
A lovely spirit.
Yes, it did.
It came through. You said you almost lost your job that night? Yeah, he did, y'all. He was trying to, he was trying to get himself together to go.
Yeah. I heard he couldn't do it. I heard he could not do it.
Yeah.
He got it together.
I think he got it together. Yeah, you know, it happened. I'm glad I was off the next day because I think I slept 6 to 8 hours I was at work. I hope nobody from my job is on the line. It was very bad. It's tremendous. They did this shit to me at work, man. I'll tell you after the show. I was set up. I can't even tell you. I can't even tell you how.
I'm going to need that intel. I'm going to need that intel.
Yeah, it was very crazy, bro. So anyway, I'm glad you guys had a great weekend, man. We're here to start our week off, you know, with some pleasantries. Shout out to Essentially Janice, our event page hostess. What's up, baby? She does a great job over there. Y'all show us some love on that event page. Y'all post y'all happenings and whatever's going on in y'all, you know, in y'all 9 to 5. Let her know how y'all feel about the program. Let her know what you got coming out. If you got a book coming out, if you got a track coming out, you know, if you got a show coming up, you know, put that over there in the event page. And another shout out to T. Lachelle, the promoter extraordinaire. What's up, baby? I hope she got your socks off. She got some pretty feet, too. I saw her toes in the picture. Hey,
oh.
She does great work. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody in the Epiphany Radio. Shout out to the Epiphany Radio Universe. Those loved ones we call callers. Hey, we'd be nothing without you guys. Shout out to all of y'all. So, we're about to go in, y'all. On this night, we celebrate the artist known to everyone as Mr. Metaphoria, my little brother, who's bigger than all my brothers, Bigfoot we call him lovingly, David Armat. It's going to be interesting, y'all. It's going to be interesting. I want to know who he gave Raise Black Life to. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I thought he was going to hook Van up with that, but you know what I'm saying?
No.
But we're going to be reading the works. He didn't get you.
In the voice of Tommy from Martin. Oh, no, not I, my brother.
Hey, that's what's up, man. Hey, somebody's going to get it. Maybe he gave it to Joe. You know what I'm saying?
They robbed a wise son. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, somebody got it. I gotta hear Raise Black Life on tonight. You know what I'm saying? But we're gonna be celebrating the writings of this great artist, known to us as Mr. Metaphoria. I'm just very, you know, very honored to be able to spit his work. He is a great, great writer. He's a great spitter of his writings, you know what I'm saying, and worthy of praise on this night, y'all. You know, our little brother, David Armat. So if y'all got a David Armat piece, y'all bring that forth. And if you didn't come prepared with a piece, look, we'll accept the piece that you have. We're not going to, you know, leave anyone out on the night. Although we are here to celebrate this brother. But you can celebrate him by just coming in here, saying hello, and doing what you got. I'm sure he'll appreciate that. He's a lover of the art, so don't be shy. Press 1 on your headset, and we'll get you right on over here. Can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
Yeah. Miss Pearl, you got anything you want to shout out before we get?
I didn't hear you just now. I heard you say my name, but I didn't hear the rest of it.
Shout out before we get up in here.
Say it one more time, please. You're breaking up.
I tell you what, we're about to get underway, and I was asking you if you had anything you would like to say before we do so.
Hey, everybody, let's get it going.
All righty then. So let's bring in the guest of honor.
Dun, dun.
Mr. Metaphoria. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Hey.
What do
you do? Hey,
Hey, what's up, man?
Mr. Metaphoria. Good to hear you, bro.
Y'all good? Y'all good on this nice Monday night?
Oh,
hey, man, we good.
I ain't going to cuss this whole show. I'm going to show y'all.
Uh-oh.
Hey, don't hurt yourself,
at least for
bro.
The first 3 minutes. At least for the first 3 minutes.
Okay.
I'm going to be clean for the first 3 minutes.
Okay. Shout
out to Van for the stuffed pancakes. It looks like a nice heart attack on a plate, but I would enjoy eating it.
More than welcome, bro. More than welcome.
There's some stuff out there that, you know, I'm a foodie. I love to cook and I love to eat. I had a burger about 2 weeks ago from Ron's Hamburgers. It was the patty. It was two patties, and they were 50% ground beef, 50% sausage. And then on top of that, they put some sliced bacon. And on top of that, they put some bacon bits. And on top of that, they put a slice of ham. And on top of that, they put the pepper jack cheese. And on top of that, they put the grilled onions.
Jesus.
And then the bun. Oh, my goodness. Boy, I tell you, that thing was better than a loose white woman on a Saturday night, goddamn.
Damn.
Wow.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's get you on that one, bro.
I'm very honored to be here. You know, y'all to do this for me and shit. It damn near made me emotional when I first found out about it, but I wasn't going to go all the way light skinned. But, yeah, very appreciated. I didn't send Raised Black Life to anybody. That would have been half the show. You know, they'd run out of air and they'd be tired every time. If somebody went and found it, you know, hey, I don't know. But I didn't personally send it to nobody. But I'm interested to see what the people pick, whoever does pick a piece that I've done. So, you know.
Hey, you know what? My odds are on Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I bet you he found that piece, Dave.
I think if anybody would, that would be who found it. About 4 years ago, they had to dig deep. But I think if anybody found it, that'd be the one who'd go find it.
Yeah. He would sound too much like you, I think, that if he did Raise Black Life, he would sound too much like you. Y'all have a similar tone. I want to say tone to your voices.
Yeah,
I don't know about the
like
cadence.
Dead and white.
Yeah, yeah. All both of y'all come from the house part of the plantation. You know the thing.
We
need to keep the nice skin to one that.
We had a nice stack right out back. It was just right out back. You know, it went all the way in the field, but it was in the grass.
Yeah. All right. So, David, man, we're about to honor your behind, if I can say. I'm trying not to cuss myself, my brother.
I'm cussing.
Sure. You can say ass. It's in the Bible.
What part of the Bible?
Ass is in the Bible. It's in reference to a jackass, but ass is in the Bible.
Yes.
It's an ass, not ass. It's an ass.
Yes. All righty then.
Shout out to the women who has an ass. You know, you're just trying to have a farm animal.
Yo. All righty then. I see how it's going to go tonight. I see how it's going to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all get those pieces ready. Y'all get them together. We're about to go underway in the honoring of one Mr. Metaphoria, David R. Mott, the writings of this artist. Oh, man, it's going to be beautiful. And it's about to go down right after this, y'all.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Alrighty, we're back, and guess who's up first on tonight?
You.
The one and only, Miss Perla Negra. I heard you. That's what you get. Miss Pearly will go in first tonight. Last week it was poetic. In honor of the one and only John Robinson, who we covered last week, J. Rob the Wise Son. It was a beautiful night of poetry. Reading his work before that, it was Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. And we started it all off with Jared King, Just Jay, y'all. On tonight, we're celebrating the writings, the artistry of one Mr. Metaphoria. La Perla Negra, what do you have for us?
It's a piece called Closure by Mr. Metaphoria.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I shall be patient. Closure was needed. At least that's what you said. Yet there were no conversations, no mental stimulations, just relations in the bed. I tried and tried. I cried and cried. I prayed to bring this all to an end again and again, wondering, was it love that kept me or the sin of your beautiful skin? You are my lover as well as my best friend and my best kept secret. Was I gave you my heart in hopes that you would keep it? Nevertheless, the cold, unforgiving chamber is built on a foundation of deceit that reside behind your breast. Gave me false beliefs that within them I had an address. It pained me to see you leave, but pained me more to see you arrive. Your lips revealed the most beautiful smile, but your eyes sparkled with lies, and still I refused to see beyond the disguise. You needed closure, revealed through temptation's exposure, repeatedly brought us closer, but never to a resolution. Imprisoned by what we wanted to believe, chained and bound by what we wanted to receive, but the truth is we're oxygen to one another when we're apart. But when we're together, we can't breathe. So again, I try to leave. You needed closure, but right when I began to close the door, you parted your knees and welcomed me back more. One blind eye of misperception, I entered your palace of pleasurable lines. After muffled noises of satisfaction, I closed my eyes and slept in a bed so pleasing, yet so misleading. I was kept. Tired of crying, tired of lying, praying to live for the times in which I've been your prey. I found myself slowly dying. Closure was needed. And finally, I found the strength to walk away. A part of me died that day and is never to return. A lesson learned. You are my addiction, my toxic tradition of tempting availability. But now I found peace and tranquility, for I realized you were my piece of chaos. I no longer long to hold you closer, for prevailed over lies and opened my eyes to realize that it was I who was seeking closure the entire time. And you were nothing more than a serpent of entrapment, seeking to overcome my heart, corrupt my mind. I may still love you, but the fans of togetherness are out of time. That's it.
Wow. That's that P.
peace. Wow, beautiful, beautiful, poetic.
Man, I mean, all that closure was going on. I you know, it was beautifully written. You know, sometimes it's kind of hard to believe when you when David comes off as a when Mr. Metaphoria comes off as a you know a butthole that he can write such beautiful
right.
poetry. And, you know, I'm a fan of his pen. I always have been. And, bro, this is a dope, dope piece. And La Perla Negra, you really, really did that some justice. It was beautifully spoken to.
Oh, well, thank you. Dave, thank you for entrusting me with it. Oh, man, y'all know I'm a nervous man, but,
Hey, I'll say this, it was a beautiful read, the whole thing, and listening to the words that were placed on that sheet of paper by Mr. Metaphoria, it's just like an old story in a genre which I very love, you know, very romantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very romantic and serene. And like Van said, you know, that's our brother and everything like that. He clowns around. If I didn't know him, I'd be like, what the fuck? They didn't write that shit. He's so such a butthole. I'm going to say butthole like Van. I don't want to cuss tonight. Such a butthole could write something so lavish, you know, and I love the genre of that. That just takes me back to a time where, you know, I like that not so much the Shakespearean stuff, but the knights and the, you know, the princess and all that kind of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just took me back to someplace close to there. I love the reading of it.
Yeah.
I love mm-hmm. your representation of it, and I know what kind of juice this brother could have put on it himself, but you made that your own. And I love the way you took
Thank
your time
you.
Reading that. You did justice to his piece. I want to talk to the author at this time, Mr. Metaphoria.
First of all, let me say, Danielle, I don't know how to hear. You're just going to come through, and you put more feeling into the shit than I do.
Oh.
Like, I don't come playing the tambourine when you're praying for people on Sundays and singing Kumbaya and shit. Kudos to the performance of it. Like, I was really fucking listening.
Oh,
like,
thank
damn.
You.
So, like, yeah, you did that thing. I was jealous while I was listening. Like, shit, hell, I remember how I sounded. I didn't put that much feeling into it. I had to work on my shit. You definitely done that justice. I appreciate the shit out of it.
Oh, thank you, babe. It was a beautiful piece. Man, everything you said in it, that's somebody's story, too. That's what makes it even better, man. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
Mm. There you go. So, Mr. Mott, could you tell us a little bit of backstory on that piece? Where were you at in that piece? Not physically. What time period do you feel that piece took place in?
A few weeks ago. They had a show on the Love Zone talking about closure.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's what inspired the piece, and then I got to think about, like, I love writing romantic shit. Like you said, I could be like a royal fucking dick, and a lot of people don't like me for it and shit, but this is the thing. If I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. That's just how I am. A lot of stuff I do on shows and everything is for entertainment. You know, if you laugh, I've done my job. If you get pissed off, I've still done my job. But I love writing romantic shit. Yeah, I've written the freaky stuff and erotica and everything like that. But, I mean, anybody can say, you know, dick, fuck, bed, head, all that shit. That's nothing. I like the romance of everything. And, you know, a lot of relationships, shit, we hang around too long searching for closure. You know, closure can be fucking toxic.
Yeah.
You just
yeah.
don't want to let go. You know, some of the worst things, some of the most deadly shit you hold on to long. And it's not always because you choose to hold on to it. Sometimes mm-hmm. it just, once you grip on, it holds your ass. Toxic love mm-hmm. can be like electricity. With the right amount of voltage, you cannot let go until you are deceased. And then it will knock you off of it. And mm-hmm. a toxic love can do the same thing. It can hold on to you for so long to where you may not be physically dead, but emotionally, you are deceased. Once it takes you to that point, it gets rid of you. It has no longer has a need for you. You know, you're all used up and shit, and now you're bitter and hurt all the time and everything. So that's just kind of where I was going from it, saying, you know, she might have said she needed closure, but hell, I think I was the one that needed it. And, you know, really mm-hmm. we have to look at closing relationships. It's not closure we're looking for. We're looking for the opportunity to open ourselves up to the next person.
There you go.
Then close that off with that person. The hurt closed that you're long ago.
Okay.
Preaching, bro.
Prepare yourself for that next
you're
person.
Preaching. Love there you go.
Okay.
Hey, that was beautiful, bro. I'm not sure who we got on the mic, who we talking to right now, but that was beautiful, sir. I'll just call you sir on the night. Hey, well, thank you for that, man. Thank you for that, man. We're about to hear another one of your creations, another one of your babies, man. And wow, this is, it's got me, I'm shaking like crazy, man. Y'all making me nervous doing these brothers' work, man.
Take a deep breath.
I'm just glad. Okay, before our brother Van goes into his piece, right, I just want to say to you, David, man, and to the listening audience that, you know, I'm a brag. It's a little bit of a brag, just a little bit of a brag. But I have accomplished something, David, that most of us have yet to do. And you know what that is,
what
David?
You do?
Well, last week, brother, I spit a 11-syllable word while performing a J-Rob, the Wise Son piece, bro. Yes, I got 10 points off of that. I got 10 points off of that forthwith, yes. I just wanted to say that.
J-Rob is like a walking dictionary. Like,
sorry.
Some of the shit he said being Russian. And I was looking up like,
damn,
that was an English word? I was like, I ain't never heard that shit before.
Yeah, you know.
And it means
so imagine,
something
man,
very
so I'm
simple.
Talking myself.
The word will mean morning. But he say some 26-letter word and be like, just say morning. Shit.
So I'm very proud of myself, Dave. I thought I wanted to share that to you guys.
Hey,
you
I'm
know.
Proud of you, too.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. I didn't have the sense to, you know, let's look. We got Van, a.k.a. Poetic, coming up next. I'm going to leave the rest of that story alone. And Poetic.
Yes, sir, bro.
Are you ready to bless the mic with a David on my piece?
Absolutely.
The mic is yours, my brother.
All right, thank you. This piece is called Wrong Way. She awaited patiently, looking forward to the arrival of the one she had been praying for every night, someone to make her smile and love her for life. She waited. She waited until patience transformed into doubt and anger, feeling as if there would be no appearance of love's unknown, a stranger, to give love a new home. She waited. And as the sun took rest from beautiful skies, teardrops began to fall from her beautiful eyes. He waited patiently, looking forward to the arrival of love of his life, the one in which he intended to switch her title from to wife. He waited until the cold, crisp air of the night chilled him to the bone. As he longed to place eyes upon the one sent to give his love a home, he was sure this was sure to be, for he had been assured that true love he was sure to see. So he waited. As the moon illuminated cold and weary skies, teardrops began to fall from his cold and weary eyes. She screamed towards heaven, God, why me? He screamed towards heaven, God, I thought this was meant to be. Without ever turning around, she demanded that he quiet down. Hush, I'm trying to pray. God told me that he would send my true love here today. Without ever turning around, he demanded that she quiet down just the same. Quiet, I'm trying to pray as well. God told me that he would send me an angel of love to comfort me throughout my years of this living hell. They both continued to wait for the culmination of their emotional fate, weeping and questioning why, repeatedly screaming as tears were steadily streaming down their face, puzzled by the thought of disappointment had invaded this particular place. She, as well as he, had come to this place to find a love promised to be. As time continued to pass without a sight of love for either to see, they both decided to walk away and accept what seemed to be another moment of defeat. Both said goodbye and began to walk away. Neither noticed that the promise of love's appearance had been fulfilled that day. Both walked away with a heart filled with pain and rejection. Neither noticed that their hearts were set to be filled with love, but their focus was aimed in the wrong direction. Many pray for true love day after day. Many are blessed with just that, but they miss it, all because of looking the wrong way. And that's that piece.
Yo, yo, yo. What a great performance, my brother. What a great read. What a great read. La Perla Negra.
Damn, man.
You know what? That, you did that first. All right.
Appreciate it.
That piece was deep. You know, it takes me back to what I always tell people. Y'all got to wait on God. Stop trying to handle everything yourself. Push the situation, you lose your patience, and then you walk right on past your blessing. It's crazy. That piece was, somebody's in my head. That was beautifully done. Great piece. Man.
Thank you for that.
Dave, that was, man.
Yo, yo, yo. Let me say this. Hey, what was the last line in that piece, Poetic?
Last line was, many pray for true love day after day. Many are blessed with just that, but they miss it, all because of looking the wrong way.
Bam. Mm-hmm. Period. Period. Mm. Exclamation point right there. The way he end, I love pieces that end just as epic as they begin. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And it's like, boom, make your statement. And leave them hanging with it. I love that when he said the moon's illumination. He said illuminating, but I thought illumination. He said she screamed towards heaven. Come on now, who writes like that? Quiet, I'm trying to pray as well. The illumination, the illumination,
right.
The illumination of her emotional fate. The
right.
Promise of love's appearance. The promise of love's appearance.
Mm-hmm.
And then that last verse right there, beautiful, man. It's a story with twists and turns and things that you can relate to, things that maybe you long for in a situation, wantings, our longings, our wantings. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to mess with the man. Y'all tease me for a whole month of sappiness, but some of y'all have been hiding y'all sappiness. Mr. Metaphoria.
I gotta say that boy damn good. Boy, you put the pause in there just right, and everything, the impact shit. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. You know, it's, you performed the shit out of that motherfucker. Especially, I like how you put the dramatic pauses at the end, because it's true. Beautiful performance on that piece, but a lot of us, you know, we're looking the wrong way. A lot of people pray all the time, "Oh God, send me somebody, send me the right one."
Right.
And then we have a conversation with that best friend, you know, and we talk about all the toxic relationships and the bad dates we've been on. I've been praying all this time, and God still ain't sent me nobody. Which motherfucker right there? He's just looking in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And both parties, you know,
Oh, no, that's just my friend. Well, hell, if you're in a relationship, if y'all ain't friends, you need to break up any damn way. It ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. You got to be friends first. That's what is some of the greatest. I believe, when you know, you look in Black Love, couples have been married 50, 60 years. I guarantee you they were friends first. They just looked in the right direction.
Yes, sir.
No one is going to know you better than your best friend of opposite sex because you told them everything. And if they still accept you, they really love you because they accept you for all your bullshit and everything. They don't judge you. That's what we look for in a relationship.
That's right.
Okay,
you know, just don't judge me. Just give me a clean slate.
There you go.
But beautiful performance, man. This is uncomfortable for me. You know, I talk a lot of shit. Anybody that really know me, know I don't listen to my own shit. Even when I record it, I don't listen to it. I never go back and read it. I hate the sound of my own voice. So to be able to hear y'all doing this, it's very enjoyable for me because I've never really heard my own work. I write it, that's it. I'll never go back to it. So for everybody that come through tonight, everybody that's not a Spit Van and the Pearly Negro, I appreciate the shit out of all of y'all. I'm gonna talk shit tonight. Y'all know I am. I appreciate and love everybody that's gonna be on this show tonight.
Hey man, I felt that. I felt the peace, bro. Thank you for entrusting me with that piece, man. Bro, that was so deep. You know, I had to catch myself because I purposely did not read it when you sent it to me. I just pasted it in my notes because I wanted it to be a fresh, raw read. And, you know, when y'all started talking about those big words and hear Dave put one in his piece, I was like, get the hell out of here. I can't believe he got this word. I said, I can't believe he got this word in here. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to do it. But I can't believe he got this word in here. So you had a J-Rob moment, bro.
J-Rob taught me that word.
Okay, all right. Long as we know.
I didn't know it at first.
Yeah. Okay. Hey.
You did that, though.
Hey.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, y'all. Listen.
You are up, hey. Broski.
Hey, yep. Man. What do y'all mean? Y'all say that like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, I'm laughing, and I'm taking my time because Van said something that made me, like, really, it did something to my soul. So what happened was I started scanning through this piece that was given to me in search of any big word that I should be aware of that I did not catch. Okay, y'all not going to get me this week. Okay, so far so good. Yeah. And okay. Now, my problem is this. Okay, me and David is so like, you know, I talk to this mug so much that I'm trying not to do his voice while I'm doing this piece. Is I find it not hard to do it in my voice, but I just keep hearing his voice and his cadence, and I'm trying to stay away from that because his voice, his cadence adds to these pieces. But I'm gonna do this, and I don't know which way I'm going to do it. Like, I'm like Van, pretty much. I didn't go over it and over it and over it like that because I didn't want to put nothing to it. I didn't want to practice it. I didn't want to do all that, perfect it and blah, blah, blah. I just want to read it. And so I'll be surprised as much as you guys are. The name of this piece is Chapters. And here we go. I want to be your author and you be mine as well. Two souls scorched by the flames of hell as we've walked through the darkness of this earth, searching for our worth as we lost sight of light. But tonight we'll be much different than others before. These words inside I cannot ignore, so I put my pride aside and drop my fake key to the floor. And you, and you joined me just the same. So there we stood, naked. Together we understood the difference between naked and nude. This was far more than raw sex appeal our bodies chose to exude. You approached me slowly, examined my story. Then, page after page, little page, you began to rip from the scene the chapters of haunting nightmares that chased away my dreams. I wanted to flee, but my soul felt no need for flight. Then you looked deeply into my eyes and began to write. At that moment, you held the right to right every wrong that was previously written. I was truly smitten, bitten by a bug that was brand new. It was love. It was love, not lust, that I found within you. You authored the chapters that my love needed to be. You authored the chapters that were missing within me. I approached you slowly. I gazed with his eyes. I gazed with eyes truly amazed at the tear-stained pages that weighed heavily upon your chest. I realized you could never exhale because the sorrow-soaked pages wouldn't allow you to breathe. So one by one, I ripped them away. As they fell to the floor, you began to sway. Once the final piece of torturous parchment from your soul was freed, you became weak at the knees instantly. You fell to the floor without a single word said. I lifted your unresponsive body and laid you upon the bed. I began to write. I scribed lines of love upon each empty page of a book once filled with words of malice and rage. I scribed of your endless enchanting beauty, of how throughout the eternal hours of hours together in life to come, my heart will only belong to one. I scribed testimonies of love and truth. Oh, of how I wish I could apologize for not speaking up before, but tonight is the night this light cannot be ignored. After countless ink drops of admiration, there was no need for valediction, so I signed with a salutation, introducing myself to you before yours, tomorrow, your forever, and your ever thought of you, and I began. Every thought of you and I being together. At that very moment, you opened your eyes completely awake. We looked at each other and instantly knew this was fate. I offer your story, and you offer mine. An epic depiction of the greatest love that love could ever find. Each day is a new chapter as we feel page after page in this book of infinity. For the record, the measure of your love, our light, our courage, our fight, would take an entire lifetime plus more as we love one another for the remainder of this lifetime. And in the next, we will love each other even more as we continue to author chapters. David Ormont. That's that piece.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Man. You definitely did
you
that.
Put
piece,
that right? Philadelphia dark skin stank on that motherfucker. That's what I
did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you put all of your raw links on when you just read that thing right there. Like,
yeah,
I just want the inbox of them to be like, can we go together? Because I just want you to write my chapter. I write your book.
Can we go together?
Yeah. I don't know where we're going about that. Let's just go together.
Sorry about the background interlude. One of my background phones alarm went off. Hidden in a drawer somewhere, and I couldn't find it. Oh, my God. But it was so pleasurable to do that piece, man. I don't even know how to describe it as I, you know, because to me reading it, I also kept seeing, I seen the story as I was reading it, and I was trying not to fall too deep into it, trying to stay conscious while I performed it. If y'all can understand what I'm saying as poets, because I can still hear the story as I read it, and that doesn't happen too often, you know, that I'm visualizing. And I fell into the picture. If you, for you comic book readers, you know how it is when you're reading a comic book and you're right there in the action. Yeah. So thank you for allowing me to do that piece, Dave. And I hope I did it justice, man.
Hey, man, you did it more than justice. You killed that thing. I mean, 100,000 darn percent. I mean, I'm going to cuss like I'm in Baltimore. You daggone did that. Daggone.
That's right, daggone. Daggone. Daggone.
Oh, God. Yeah,
yo.
You made that piece your own. Definitely. Definitely.
Hey, well,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so very much. Hey, that's that piece. Hey. You know what? Last week I did an 11-syllable word, and today I did a David R. Mott piece. You know what I mean? Oh, man, that was beautiful. I feel like I'm conquering things. You know, I'm the climbing. It's like climbing Mount Rushmore. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
Once again, thank you. So let me ask you this.
Noise. I stepped on the porch, and these Negroes, that's what I'm going to call them, rather use the other word, but I ain't going to use that tonight, but they still popping fireworks. I don't know where the hell they got all this money, but they've been popping fireworks last week. like,
I'm
damn,
trying to
you got to run out eventually.
That's how I feel, my brother.
My apologies for stepping out of turn with commentary. It was, you know, supposed to be Van and Miss La Perla Negra. I'm gonna say her name right this time. Was supposed to go first, so I'm gonna fall back and let you.
Hey,
get
I lost
commentary.
Track.
My apologies.
Well, I missed the whole thing anyway, Dave. I was trying to turn the sound effects off in my background, so excuse me for that. But I wanted to ask you before we move forward. The place that you were in when you wrote that piece, where were you at?
It's you know, I look at relationships kind of like I was saying a minute ago. You know, when you leave out of one, you can't take the baggage of that one into the next one. Now, I'm not saying be a fool about it. You know, you still got to look out for the red flags, but, you know, like each day is a chapter in your life, so is each relationship. So you got to start with that blank book. And if you're going to be together, you got to write each other's story, you know, so you tear away the pages of pain first. You know, all of us as writers know, you've written something before and you didn't like it. So what'd you do? You tore that page out. If you write on your phone, you deleted that page. So it's just another form of tearing that page out. So you had to tear that page out to make room for something new. And I feel the same way in the love factor. You know, you got to get rid of the old to make room for something new. I promise you, if you make two fists right now and try to pick up a can, you're going to drop that damn thing. But if you let go of what you're holding on to before you grab something new, then you can make way with it. And that's just what we have to do. We have to write each other's chapters. You know, one can't just write the others. You have to write them together.
You're into the lesson.
Yo, Dave, man. Yo. I need your permission to use that. I need that line right there, bro. You just said it. I don't know if it's in your piece. I just read your piece, but I don't even know if it's in that piece. But when you say tear away the pages of pain.
Yeah.
Is
just
that in your piece?
It.
Is that in that piece? Was that in that piece?
It wasn't in the piece. I mean, it mentioned about tearing away pages, but I don't recall it mentioning tear away the pages of pain. But that's what we have to do.
I need that.
You know?
I need
yeah,
that, bro.
You talk about us. Talk about us coming up with stuff like that. Look at you. Look at you.
You know, I'm just thinking. This is the, you know, Soul Cafe where
dropping
we
gems.
Discuss creativity. Hey, he don't even know it. But, hey, look, I can't wait to hear what the next poet got to have, what they have to have in their pocket. And we're going to get right with that next poet right after this, y'all. Visit the Soul Cafe at Epiphany Radio.
To Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back, y'all, to the Soul Cafe. Poetic.
Yes, sir, bro. What's good with you, broski?
Before we go any further, bro, let's get this part of the show over with. If you can simply give us the rundown for this week's goings-ons at Epiphany Radio.
Oh, man, it would be my pleasure. Join us tomorrow night for one of my hobby shows, War Council, Honey Drippers, Fly Speak. It's actually Fly Speak. I remember my hobby, Fly Speak, tomorrow. Wednesday night is the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and the Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP and yours truly, Poetic. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And then Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Van Meadows. And then we'll be right back here for another edition of the Soul Cafe with a real poet. The Lurk Mad Act. Old and La Pearl
Echo.
Essentially John Neese on the event page of your three poetic. All the echoes that y'all can handle.
Larry, why you down there, Larry?
Yeah.
Why you down there?
Yo. 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 Wait a minute.
Your laugh comes in such an appropriate time.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking, damn, are y'all recording the promo or something? And like, this echo is jumping for real.
That was strong. Yo. Yo, man. Yo, I'm sorry. I don't know why it's so funny, but. Yeah. He sure did. Hey, yo. All right. Y'all got me messed all up. All right. We're going to continue with the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we are, honoring the one and only Mr. Metaphoria on his artistry, his writing, his creativity, process, all those things. You know, if you have any questions for him when you get up in here, just feel free to ask them. You know, this is what we do over here at the Soul Cafe during our creative writing portion of the show. It's always amazing to get up inside the head of our family members within the poetic community and just to find out what it is that moves them, how their pen moves, how they operate, what their thought process is. Do they go by visual? Do they go by sound? What, you know, things of that nature. So feel free to ask those questions of this wonderful writer. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, is another brother that we had the honor to read his work, not so long ago. And let's just bring him in here, ladies and gentlemen. My brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to the Soul Cafe, my brother. Hey,
Joe. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Oh, I'm just here to celebrate Brother David Mott, man. How you doing, David?
Oh, man, I can't complain at all. Can't complain at all. I just knew you'd be first one in line. See, you know, you called us yesterday.
You know how I do.
Be in line today. So I already knew who was going to be the first call in line.
I never hung up from last week, man. What you talking about? Through.
Yep, see, them niggas still got money. You hear it. I'm just saying. Hopefully they run out soon. But I will be sure to always use my mic so y'all don't have to hear that shit. But I definitely appreciate you coming through, Joe.
Yeah, I think they cash at these fools over here. These motherfuckers still busting shit, too.
Hey, it's still going on over here as we speak right now. So I don't think we're free from it. We're unable to escape it. You know, we're just going to have to deal with it. Like I had to do that alarm clock.
Probably
would have
sounded like
here
on Greenwood that Tuesday morning in 1921. I bet it sounds just like this because this shit is blowing up for real.
No shit, man. Mm.
I hear you. I hear you. So, Joe, I want to
yes,
start a little bit of trouble up here. I want to start a little trouble in here before you go into your piece. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's someone that impersonates you. I don't know if you heard the impersonation, but the brother, Mr. Metaphoria, has impersonated you during time again. And have you ever impersonated Mr. Metaphoria?
No, I haven't, actually, no.
Have you tried?
Yes, I couldn't. I give that to David. You know, he actually did the Kane Spade one time, man. That shit was hilarious, man. So, you know, that's his gift, man. That's his gift.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to make sure. That's why I told him in the beginning of the program that y'all voice sometimes can, you know, yeah. So when I hear David say certain things, you know, it reminds me of you. You know what I'm saying? So, but anyway, man, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you gave us the honor of doing your work and saluting you on your artistry not too long ago, man. It was an honor to do so, and I'm glad that you called in on this night, bro.
Oh, absolutely, man. I wouldn't miss it, man. Brother Dave, you know, got to show him some love and respect, you know what I mean?
That's right. So, brother, are you ready to grab the mic and do what you like?
Absolutely.
Hey, well, the mic is yours.
Piece is titled Yesterday. Today I pray to relive yesterday. I know I'm supposed to look forward to the future, but I can't help but continue to stare at yesterday. See, yesterday the sun shined so brightly, and the birds sang the sweetest of songs. Today, all is dim, covered with clouds, all the skies, and the birds recite nothing but lies. Yesterday didn't last too long. There's no limit to what I would give for just a small amount of physical time in the world that now only exists in my mind. Yesterday was a beautiful nightmare. Today is a horrible dream. And to the thought of tomorrow, I'm blind. So I plead with you now as I hold your hand. Just speak one simple word to me. For this reality, I can't understand. This is not for us. This isn't the way things are supposed to be. How can I wake up tomorrow if you were taken away from me? So I long for yesterday. Yesterday, that bullet couldn't have hit a main artery. Say something, don't leave. If you do, you're taking a huge part of me. Yesterday, and you can bounce back to your feet. That car may have slammed you but to the street, but say something. Don't leave me like this. Yesterday, take to your feet and swing like the greatest dancer. I know you never danced, but today we will celebrate as we say, fuck cancer. Just say something, anything. Yesterday is now silent. Today is filled with tears. Tomorrow is filled with fears. Forever is the remaining time that you'll be on my mind, even though you're no longer here. Rest well. That's by David R. Mott. Thank you.
Yo, yo, what an emotional piece right there, man. And I'm going to just give my dissertation right now before I pass the mic. I'm going to just say the subject, I can dig that piece, man. I heard that piece. And shout out to every single cancer survivor and those that may have be going through right now at this time, you know. I love the piece. I love the performance of it because he made it three-dimensional. Your performance gave extra life to those words, man, on those pages. The way you expressed, you know, what he written down, man. It's just really, really emotional piece to me as I was listening to it. Yo, poetic.
Hey, man. First of all, for real, I don't know why you keep going first, bro. I swear I don't know why you keep going first. Bro. Let me I know, bro. Let me go to Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer. You definitely did a great read of this piece. You made it sound like your own again, and you brought those words on the page to life, as Pharrell said. And to Mr. Metaphoria, I have heard this piece as well, and the emotions that are packed in this piece. Very different from when Joe read it, from when you read it, and each time, each way that it's read, the emotions still pulls at the heartstrings. And again, cancer survivors, God bless you, God bless you, and I thank you for that. La Perla Negra.
Yes, I've known people. I lost a very, very, very good friend of mine to cancer about a year and a half ago, and it took me a long time to release that. I held on to that pain from it for a long time, so this piece is very, very touching to me. You know, you, Joe, you and Dave have such a deliberate way of projecting your voice when you read your pieces. It hits people in a certain way. It makes us sit up and pay attention because of the strength asserted in your voices. And just, man, the words, oh, God, I'm lost here. It's wonderful. Every piece that you do, I'm not taking away from you right now, Joe, but what I'm saying, every piece that you have written, there's not one piece that I haven't wanted to hear over and over and over again. I love your work. I'm such a fan. And you too, Joe. It's just the way that you read your pieces. And you made this your own. It was beautifully done. You were patient with it. And, man, I loved it. I really, really loved it. For real,
I appreciate
it. Throw it back
at appreciate you. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, La Perla Negra. Thank you. Thank you, Queen.
You're welcome.
Yeah. David R. Mott, Mr. Metaphoria. Let me look.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, unmute me, hell. That damn blog show kicked me off, hell. Damn it. The damn European whore.
Uh-oh, there it goes. That's the David we know.
Just say it.
He's back.
Yeah, he's definitely back.
Very beautiful performance of that piece, Joe. And like I say, you know, we've all been touched in some type of way by that sickness. You know, we've all lost somebody to it, and that's kind of what we lean on. Like, you know, if you could just give me yesterday back. Just one, you know, one stolen moment of yesterday. I take it. You know, when you lose somebody, you know, death is permanent. So say, like, when you have a fallout with somebody, and fuck that shit. You just had an argument. Get over it, because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody, and all you have memories of are yesterday. So, you know, life is too short, man, and there's a lot of sicknesses out here in the world. I mean, you got cancer, you got AIDS, you got all kind of other shit. You got white women. A lot of shit that's taking black people out.
You gotta
be very careful.
Yo.
Yo. Yo. Hey, Dave. Hey, Dave.
Some of these white women got fat asses now, so it's a double. Like, it's different.
Yo. All
right. You know, they used to be like 6 o'clock, but some of them are ready now.
That's a metaphor, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Lil May Rose,
hey, so
wrong. That's all I'm saying.
So, Dave. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So, David, listen, man, you just gave me another line, man. You just gave me, after checking with you with this next line that you just gave me, give me yesterday back.
Yeah.
I'm going to need that.
That's what you want. You know, you think about a close loved one you've lost. If you can just have yesterday back, just for one day, you could prepare yourself for a future tomorrow without that person.
Uh-oh, did you go again? Prepare yourself for a future tomorrow. If only you had yesterday back. See, that's what I'm saying. That's how you inspire with your words, man, just having a conversation. So, man, I thought that was beautiful. I thought Joe's delivery of that piece was epic, man, because I felt his pain, you know, and I've heard his voice, you know what I'm saying, and it echoed, man, and that's why I had to go first. I had to jump in there before my brother Van, because it just hit me like that, man. Appreciate you, Joe, man. Much love to you for delivering that piece, bro.
Hey, I appreciate the format, you know, and definitely a salute to David, man. He definitely got a powerful pen out there, you know. It took me a while to find something I wanted to read, but, yeah, he's got a powerful pen.
For sure.
Yeah.
And before you go, Mr. Verbal Mind Dancer, would you care to share with us, man, because you was up here, what, about 2 weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
How do you imagine that David is feeling after you didn't went through the same thing up in here at the Soul Cafe, man? What was your feelings on being honored, having your work read?
Well, you know, I kind of feel like David in a way because, you know, we're not one for all the accolades and all that. It's cool and everything, but, you know, it's honor. You know, it's just a good feeling, man, to have somebody to appreciate, you know, what you put your heart into. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was just a good feeling. It was a good feeling.
Right. All right. Well, thank you, man, and thank you for trusting us with your work, with your babies, man, with your heart, mind, and soul, man, what you put down on scribes, on paper. Thank you, man, and thank you for doing what you did tonight.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay. All right, brother. We're going to put you back there on the unknown, unnamed chair. Okay. We ain't going to do it to you tonight. Hey, but thanks a lot, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Hey. If you can't be your average, be raw. I got my...
Okay.
Yo, that was good. I forgot to say that earlier.
You don't want to be average. Go wrong. Meet the meat.
Uh-oh. Hey, Joe, because you were the first caller, man, you know what? We're gonna bestow upon you, and I use the word bestow upon you, the honor of naming the chair for tonight.
Let me see. We're going to call it the chair of mosquito repellent. That motherfucker's good tonight.
Oh,
okay.
I want to quit that shit too. Yeah.
Yo, Joe. I'm glad it wasn't me that named it. Alright, we're going to use that one. It was the way
he broke down the word mosquito that threw me off. I ain't know where he was going. Mosquito repellent.
It's a far fetch from the chair of misconception or misfortune. So thanks a lot.
You have a chair back there. Mosquito repellent, you know, better than the chair.
I thought you was going there. That's where I thought you was going. All right, brother.
You know how they get
Moscato.
One love, one
mic, bro. Yo, the chair of mosquito repellent. Okay. Because it's funny that he said mosquito because, the first thing comes to my mind is I said the chair of Miss. That's when I said, nah, I ain't going to change it. I ain't going to call it. And he comes up with Miss. Mosquito. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to keep things moving, y'all. You're at the Soul Cafe. This is your boy For Real, the poet. I'm up here with Poetic and Miss La Perla Negras. Baby, baby.
What it do, what it do.
Like I ain't here or some shit. Yeah. Like I ain't here. Like I ain't
here. Oh, I forgot about baby.
See, I was trying to keep it on the normal tonight. I wasn't going to be on 10. I was going to be like on 5. Fuck it. I'm on 10 now.
I wasn't ready, Dave. I was going to say I was going to give you a real big joint. I was going to give you a real big blowed out joint, bro, but I forgot. All right. Yeah. And also, David Mott. Baby, baby. All right. We're going to keep things moving, y'all. We're going to bring in. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here?
Hello, hello. It's Miss VIP.
What it do?
Hey, Diva. Hey, Diva.
Good evening, Miss VIP.
Hi, Poetic. Hey, David. Or VIP. Mr. Metaphorian.
You call me whatever you want to. You can call me Mr. Motherfucker. I don't care. You call me whatever you feel like.
Jesus Christ.
You called me.
I need that motherfucker to come soon.
Oh my goodness.
So Miss VIP, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm wonderful, darling. How are you?
I'm just loving life, dear. I'm just blessed to be here to honor this motherfucker, David Arbaugh. A.K.A. Mr. Metaphoria. I'm sorry, I just had to get it out. I was holding it in too long.
Even though you said you weren't going to cuss tonight, but, you know, thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm tired of choking myself by holding it in. But, yes, it's an honor, you know, just having a good time. Hey. Yeah, he's corruptible. You know, he's corruptible. But we're having a good time honoring this guy. You know, enjoying his work, his artistry. Anything you want to say to David Armat as far as his artistry, his writings, or anything before you go into your piece?
Oh my goodness, it's magnificent. It's what I've heard tonight has really touched me, and I'm just privileged to do one of his pieces. So I'm ready.
All right. Yeah.
Hey, before you get started, Ms. VIP, can I say something real quick? If you think my writing is magical and all that good shit, you should see when I fuck. That's all. I just wanted to say that. Now let's go ahead.
I knew it was coming. I knew it. Thank you. You can soft metaphor, yeah.
Oh, pervert. All righty then. Miss VIP,
yes,
the mic is yours.
Thank you. Make me believe again. If love is real, touch me with yours. Make me a believer. Make me believe the fairy tales told since the days of old can come true. Make my heart see past the sin that captures the focus of my eyes while you sprinkle truth into every scar left behind by lies. Lead me down the darkened path in which I feared for. Your light has power to guide my life. That's why I'm here. Knowing that there is far better than there, for there is where I once stood, empty, longing, searching, in disbelief of happy endings. For the ending of every previous chapter consisted of grief, and I just wanted to breathe. Tired of suffocating, choking on the nightmare of forever, because present dreams were never sweet. So I wandered in search of a place to call home in the land of vacancy, yearning to be caressed by the imaginary feeling that most have known to be reality for consecutive revolutions. Questioning skies farther than the vision of eyes through gathered clouds of why evolution missed me. Poisonous potions glazed pupils with a false peacefulness, followed by the stench of regret painted upon the side of, why me? Overcome by pain rooted in yesterday's bad decisions, just hoping to feel anything, covered in fingerprints yet untouched, misunderstood understandings. Joy is to be spelled P-A-I-N. Union is to spelled is to be spelled A-L-O-N-E, and love is to be spelled L-I-E-S. Saying goodbyes to empty hellos with a song to bellow from the depths of the four chambers of hollow, hoping one day, some way, someone will listen. If love is real, touch me with yours. Make me a believer. I've been injured as a giver. So heal me, as I will now be a receiver. Feel me, then fill me. Warm me with the truth I've never known before. For cold tears disguised by beautiful lies have sickened me to the point in which I can barely walk, barely talk. But I long to walk with you and simply speak the words. I loved you long before I ever knew you, because you are the one who will teach me what love is, how love feels, and prove to me undoubtedly that love is real. Make me believe, and I promise to you an eternity of endless smiles. And that's that piece.
You know what? You know what? You know what? You did that piece right there. I love the way you did that right there, Miss VIP, with so much conviction, as you always do
when you read your own pieces. And you read that piece like it's ingrained in you, like you were, like that piece isn't new to you. That's what I got from that. You read that as if it was your own. I really loved it. Poetic.
Man, did you see love is spelled L-I-E-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, David R. Mott, that was a serious line in this piece, bro. As VIP, you read that, you know, like it was your own, you know, putting your sexy sultry zen on it. A great read of David's piece. And Mr. Metaphoria, bro.
Thank you.
Your pen is wicked, bro. Your pen is wicked, but you had a lot of lines. You had a lot of lines in this.
Mm-hmm.
The parallel.
You know what? Sometimes, excuse me, Diva. I really hate going behind you two, for real, poetic, because y'all just take all the damn words off the board. But it's cool. Diva, you did that. You did. You owned it. You put your own touch on it, because they took all the words. and it just made it a beautiful piece. And Dave, man, I can't tell you how, you know, enough how I just love your work, for real. Or, no, Dave, let's get some commentary from you. I'm sorry.
Yo.
Shit, I couldn't get off mute. I'm unmuted now. Miss VIP. beautiful yes. way of delivering that piece. Yeah, that made me feel some type of way to hear you do it that way, and especially with that voice you had going, like, you know, you got one of them voices that just make me want to drive over your house with a condom on already. I'm going to take it off when I get there. But I need to drive over with it on to say I did put one on at one point.
Oh, God.
You know, just saying. And credit to this show for that piece. This show for the Pick Up Your Pen is what inspired it. It was for real the poet who gave us the tagline to start with. And so that's where that piece it came from. But, you know, shit, you sound like everybody done it tonight here. Y'all sound better doing my shit than I do. Shame on all of y'all. I'm going to have to work on my shit and put some more oomph in it or something. Cause something got to happen. Y'all are showing the fuck out tonight. But very beautiful, VIP. I definitely appreciate you.
And I appreciate you. Thank you. Nothing about the condom, though.
I appreciate you even more now because you say you don't appreciate the condom, so you would rather be on meat. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah. All righty. Let me help Ms. VIP.
Well, an entanglement really is. That's when you go meet your meat and you both got pubic hairs and them motherfuckers get tied up together.
Oh, my Lord. No.
All right.
Ms.
VIP. Yeah.
Yes, baby.
So, Ms. VIP.
Yes, love.
I don't know. Let me break in real quick and save you, come to your rescue.
Thank you.
Listen.
You.
I love the part where you said, make me believe again. The fairy tales sprinkle truth in every scar. Huh. There is where I once stood. I love that right there. That was crazy. I just wanted to breathe. Choking on the nightmare of forever. Who chokes on the nightmare of forever? Poisonous potions, glazed pupils, empty hellos. If love is real, touch me with yours. Barely walk, barely talk. Yet, you are the one who will teach me how to love. So, David Armat, what was the phrase that you said you got from up in here that caused this writing?
If love is real, make me believe again.
There you go. I remember that. I don't know if Poetic and Miss Pearly remember that.
Mm-hmm. I
still remember that.
I remember that.
I still do.
I do.
Sure do.
I remember it. Mm-hmm. Got some really beautiful pieces. Wasn't that the night that the call dropped? The whole show closed?
I think so.
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so. Yeah, no wonder. No wonder. But hey, man. Hey, but Ms. VIP, thank you for picking that one. I didn't even think about it. I was just enjoying what I was hearing, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's dope right there, Dave. he actually used that piece, that phrase, and made something beautiful out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Hey, that was dope.
I appreciate it.
Well, Ms. VIP, before you leave here, could you tell us what you got going on over there at the Love Zone?
Well, absolutely I can. On Wednesday night, my diva, La Perla Negra, and I will be back in the Love Zone. And the topic for this week is, what is your safe word? Now, y'all know what I'm talking about, and I will not elaborate, all right? But y'all come on out and have a good time. And then on Friday, we have Express Your Vibe with my phenomenal, awesome co-host, Poetic. So we always have fun.
All righty, then. And Friday, is that open mic?
It's just like whatever you feel like it or whatever you're feeling at that time, put it in a piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just bring it.
What's your vibe? Bring your vibe is what you say. Bring your vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know, so don't be scared what you hear before you people. Bring your vibe. Regardless of what type of vibe you hear on display before you, bring your vibe. And I like that.
this Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio. And also Wednesday night, The Love Zone with the one and only La Perla Negra and Miss VIP doing their thing, the super sexy divas of Epiphany Radio.
Ooh.
Baby, baby.
Well, what's super sexy diva?
Salsa.
Baby, baby.
They are. To let y'all know, I would hit both of you raw and not pull out. Just saying.
Okay. I forgot he was here. Hey.
Yeah, I did.
Well, Ms. VIP, we're going to put you back over there on the chair of Mosquito Repellent.
Repellent. Okay. Thank you.
Baby, baby. One love.
One love,
darling. One love, one mic. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? The only part of that chair that I remember is the miss part and the other stuff just follows. Hey, we're going to keep things going, y'all. Let's open the mic to our next caller of the evening. Let me get my order together. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Ladies and gentlemen, we have here essentially Janice. What's up, baby love?
Hey.
Welcome.
Hey, Jesus. Hey,
Jesus. What's going on, Jenny?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, don't think that you left out of the meet the meat lineup shit. I've seen them Christmas hams you got back there wrapping. Just saying.
I cannot.
Kenny, I'll rock your bank until nickels fall out that motherfucker. I'm telling you.
Oh, damn.
You gotta save me.
David, don't scare Penny off, man. You're going to scare Penny away, bro.
My face is already red immediately. Like,
you got to be cool. You got to be cool, David. Calm your hormones down, bro.
You could be my personal ATM because I want all of the meat. I'm just saying.
I'm crying.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Let him do our piece, man.
Oh my God.
So essentially, Janice, how you feeling tonight, darling? Hey, darling, how you feeling?
I'm good. I need an ice cube or something.
Yeah. What do you think of the poetry?
What
do you think of the poetry that you've been hearing tonight? What do you think of the night's poetry readings?
Listen, and that's what I love. Like, he cut all the way up. But every single piece is, like, his whole heart on a page. And everybody's been, like, adding their voices to it. It's been amazing. So I'm absolutely enjoying everything that I'm hearing. And you're getting some great feedback on a page as well. So thank you. Thank you for sharing your gifts.
Okay. Hey, anything that you would like to share at this moment, or we can bring you back in to share what's going on the event page?
I do have a piece. I've got a piece on this metaphor, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, are you ready to do that?
Yes, I am.
Well, essentially, Janice, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The title of this piece is I Think of Her. That's the metaphor, yeah. Mostly. I think of her at times when loneliness captures the mind and I become imprisoned in emptiness. When the echoes repeat the sadness of my cries and etch memories of lies I've been told into my soul. I think of her. Mostly. I think of her when heartstrings are pulled and broken lines fall like chandeliers of crystal clear pain. When I succumb to the thoughts of yesterday and today's sorrow lingers, its present throughout the essence of every tomorrow. Not a crying shoulder left to borrow in sight. So each and every night I think of her, mostly. I think of her when morning sunrise fills my eyes and I reach for her. Many nights I've prayed for her. Throughout life I've prayed for her, fighting through the stress and strife, willing to slave for her, offering the skin of my back to be scarred as long as I could look to the stars and focus on the same brightness that reflects in her eyes. When I first met her, I died, death after death, and today I lose all breath when I think of her, mostly. I think of her when I smile, for she amuses me. At times she uses me, but I refuse to remove my services from her grasp. Love at last, I found her in every word. Love at last, I found in her every touch. The fairy tales of old became anew every time she held me. She's never failed me. If I were searching for truth, it is she who would tell me. So I think of her, mostly. I think of her when jealousy fills my heart, as I think of how others have abused her and torn her apart. Even if she feels the need to share her inner bliss with others, her passionate pleasure with brothers as well as sisters, I can't help but miss her, awaiting patiently for the day she returns to me. The fire inside of me burns for her. My soul yearns for her. I've spent my life trying to learn for her as well as of her. Possibly a toxic relationship, because no matter what, I love her. She's made me laugh as well as cry. She gave me reason to live as well as die. It is she who completes me, for she found me and gave me reason to chase her. I'm elated that she even noticed me. I'll be completely engulfed in love with her until the end of this time and the beginning of another. I think of her. She is my addiction, mostly. Her name is Poetry. Her name is Penny Riley. And peace.
Poetic.
Yeah. I like that piece. I love the twist that you put on the end of that. Her name is Poetry. Really Penny, but... So that was a beautifully read piece. I honestly would not think that that was Metaphoria's piece, but I heard the she references throughout the piece, so let me know that it was written from a male perspective. But this was, again, this is another inspired piece of work that Metaphoria has written that is just so phenomenal, and you recited it very beautifully, so great work, great work. La Perla Negra.
Thank you. Thank you. Girl, you did that. Yeah. You owned it. Your voice. It doesn't matter what you read. Everything just sounds so soothing coming from you. But that piece by David, you definitely did it justice. It was beautiful. And yeah, I like the little twist at the end too.
I told him I wanted to do that.
You call it your what?
I told him I was going to do that.
That's what's up. That was a good choice you made. I like that. I like that. Yeah, that just, that was like, that topped off the whole thing. Man, that was awesome. For real?
Hey, when the echoes repeat the sadness of my cries, every tomorrow, stress and strife, I'm willing to die for her. I think of her, love at last. Every time I've held her, never failed her. I can't help but miss her. My soul yearns for her, completely engulfed in love with her. Her name is Poetry. That was a beautiful read by essentially Janice. She made it her own, and this it just was serene. It was just so beautifully read. I mean, and the writing, you would never believe. I don't want to say you would never believe, because I know the brother, and he writes beautiful. And that piece, that whole piece, and performed by the one and only Essentially Janice was just so remarkably beautiful. I loved it. I loved it. Mr. Mott, what did you think of the reading of that piece, bro? Your piece.
Hey, that was one beautiful performance, Janice. And your voice, it does something to me. Like, it makes me want to write poetry on your clitoris and then add a twist at the end and say, turn over. I'm just saying, I am a Scorpio through and through. From beginning to end, from Alpha to Omega, and that's what I will travel on you, from Alpha to Omega, the beginning to the motherfucking end.
Oh, damn,
you are
man.
A Scorpio indeed.
Yes. I was born to be nasty. The last two digits of my social security number are 69. So you come this way.
All righty then. Okay. So, all righty then. All right, Dave, hold on for a minute. Hold up. I just want to send a shout out to Adrienne, who's listening to the program with her mother. You have to excuse Mr. Metaphoria. We, you know what I'm saying? You have to excuse him.
Shout out to Adrian's mother. You know, I know you used to listen to Dolomite back in the day and listen to Marvin too, so I ain't saying that you ain't heard it before. You know, I'm just saying. Beautiful, Johnny. Johnny, we got to do a collab, so get ready. I'll be sending something your way this week, so just be prepared to record. We're going to do something.
All right, let's do this.
Let's do it again.
Okay. I don't even know how to go from here. Okay, well, essentially, Janice, I'm here to try to save you and get you out of this pain and misery. any final words for the brother David Armat?
Oh, God. So much. My face hurts. But honestly, I've been listening before I knew the different poets' names. You are absolutely one of the ones that I would listen for. So it was absolutely an honor to read this piece. I loved it. As soon as I heard it, I knew that I wanted to read it. So I appreciate you. I appreciate your skill and your talent. And yeah, let's collab. Let's go.
I appreciate it. I'm glad I can make your face hurt, and hopefully one day I can make it hurt again.
Here it comes. I knew it. Here it
comes. All right, essentially, Janice. Thank you for blessing our mic on this knife, and keep us posted on what's going on over there at the event page, love.
One love, one mic.
All right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby. Yeah. All righty, then. We're going to keep things going. Opening up the mic to area code 506. Who do we have here? Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Lady A.
White woman.
Yeah. White people. I done made it. I got white people tonight. White people from Canada. I got international white people.
Yes,
shit, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, hello, Lady A.
Welcome.
Hey, Lady A.
How are you, dear?
Good, good. How
doing,
are you?
Lady A? I'm doing
beautiful
good.
Poetry.
Hanging in there.
Yes,
well,
I am.
Thank you.
I am. It was a beautiful summer day today, so it's all good in the hood.
I know that's
good,
right.
Good.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, tonight we are honoring this fool, David Armat, a.k.a.
Yes.
Mr. Metaphoria. And yes, so I'm glad you know who he is, so you understand.
Yes.
Yes.
I was just wondering, because
so,
I think it's too goddamn cold to do any real thuggish shit in Canada other than play hockey.
Oh, no, no. It's
kind of
hot beach day today.
Okay, I was just wondering. All the gangsters got on Eskimo jackets and shit, so that's cool.
No,
oh, damn.
Where are you from?
So,
I'm from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Country boy.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Well, we have the same weather as your northern. Exactly the same. We don't live in igloos. We have refrigerators in our. and we have a beautiful country. Come and visit
sometime. Oh, I'm good to go there. That's what's up.
All righty then. Now that we got that out the way, so Lady A, what do you have for us, love?
Well, I have. I'm going to give you the. I brought a poem that I wrote a couple of days ago about the blues and how I feel about blues. Love, and I brought a love poem called "The Colors of Love." It's done in French. I can do the English interpretation. So I'll let you.
Okay. Before you go into your piece, Lady A, I have to ask someone that we have some heavy, very heavy breathing going on. We need somebody to all hold their nostrils or mute their phone. Okay? I don't know what it is. I don't want to call no names, but hold your nostrils or mute yourself. Okay? All right. So, Lady A, the mic is yours.
You've got to choose first. You've got to choose the blues one or the French love poem with an English interpretation.
Let's ask Mr. Metaphorian.
Can I choose? Yes, let me choose.
Yes.
See, I am Creole, so I want the French love poem.
Okay. Perfect. This is called The Colors of Love. Rouge, la couleur de l'amour. Attendre toujours, attendre pour moi. Comme des feux de soie, l'amour m'écouvre. Allume les flammes longtemps dormant. La passion de la love, la viande, éveille le désir. Innocence blanche offerte. Un cadeau d'amour d'île d'elle. Le corps, le corps, l'esprit et l'âme sont amoureux. Des mystères violettes, aspiration besoin sans motif pour le toucher février. Manquer les doigts dans mon pouls. Les sangs de la couleur vu son goût à toucher. Mystères qui sont droulants. And the English interpretation of that is red, the color of your love, reaching, always reaching for me, like sheets of silk, love covers me, ignites flames long dormant, lavender's passion awakes desire, white innocence offered, a gift of love to him from her. Body, mind, and soul enamored. Deep purple mysteries create desire for fevered touch, branding his fingers in my skin. Colors, senses, sight, sound, taste, and touch. Mysteries unfolding, bodies yielding, love unending. End poem.
Wow, that was beautiful in both languages. I'm glad that you gave us the English interpretation of it. Wait a minute. Excuse me. I'm sorry, I'm distracted real quick. No, but seriously, I love that because the French version of it, some of the words are misleading, like la toile. Like when I hear toile, I think of something sexual. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And it takes my mind to places that it shouldn't go to. Des liqueurs. That's what you said something about the liquor. When you was like, des liqueurs, the song, the aftershave. I thought you spoke about the aftershave. So I'm glad that you gave us the English rendition of that, which was very, very beautiful. La Perla Negra.
It was. I wish I could speak French. I think I know one, maybe four words at the most. It's a beautiful, I don't care what you're saying in French, it just sounds good. Okay. But that piece was that piece was beautiful. I love the way you recited it in French first and then you did it in English. That was very nice. Poetic.
Thank you very much.
Mademoiselle Lady A, tu es très, très beau. Tu es très, très beau.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Love it, love it, love it. As a French-speaking individual, I only wanted to learn French because my French teacher was very attractive. So I knew if I learned French well enough, I could talk to her in ways that no one else could. But this piece was very beautiful, and for real, trois really means three. So, you know, I know you're taking it.
T-R-O-I-S, is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
T-R-O-I-S, yeah. T-R-O-I-S, yes.
You kind of roll the R a little bit. Trois.
So it means three, and you're thinking of the movie Trois that, you know, that was done, and it was very three parts, very sexual movie. But it was a very beautiful piece, Lady A. I loved it. I absolutely
loved
it.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Metaphoria.
Hey, Lady A, I love the part when you were speaking French. I don't speak French fluently, but I did make out the part when you said something about wanting the big black cock. I love it when white women say that, especially Canadian ones. Like, part of the scene. That was a line that stuck out to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, damn. Yes, I did really enjoy that part.
Oh,
of it.
My God.
The English part was beautiful, too. But when you said that in French, it just done something to me. You said wee-wee. I said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. You want some wee-wee. Yeah, it's a very beautiful piece. Letting us know in another language, you know, what you're in need of. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Wow. Wow. Okay, so let me come to the rescue, Lady A. I'm gonna just simply tell you that was beautiful, and I'm glad that you did give us both versions of that piece. You know, because we appreciate that over here where we discuss creative writing and things of that nature. I'm glad you was able to share that with us. I thought it was very beautiful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
It's just so cool.
Much love. Say that again.
Je t'aime beaucoup, mes amis. I love you. Touch my friends.
Ooh, so beautiful. Once again,
oui.
Thank you, love.
Oui. Au revoir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and Van, y'all do that together.
Yeah, horse diver. Horse diver.
Osiris. Yeah, I'm with Dave on that one, Osiris. All right, Miss V. I'm going to call her Miss VIP. All right, Lady A, much love, girl. We're going to sit you back there on the chair of Mosquito Repellent.
Okay.
One love, darling.
One love.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was the one and only
absolutely
Lady
everybody for the rest of the night. Horse divorce.
Calling in from Canada. Alrighty then, we're gonna keep things moving, y'all.
Oh my God!
Opening up for line area code 260. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Area code 260. Are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Hello. Don't tell
you
me
can't
who
hear
I
me?
Think this is.
How are you?
We can hear you.
We can hear you. Who are you?
This
turn your
like
computer down.
Yeah.
I'm your most favorite person in the whole wide world.
That's what I'm saying.
This is
that's what I'm saying. Don't be coming here not, without shouting your name out. Oh, I knew who it was. I just wanted to say her name with her tall ass.
Angela Sun Toucher Patterson, how are you, dear?
You all right?
I'm okay.
How are you? Good to hear your voice.
I'm all right. I'm surviving. Thank you.
Thank you.
Excuse me. I didn't want to sit a piece. I just wanted to say hello to the whole.
The
I definitely appreciate you calling through. Echo and everything. Shit, we don't give a shit. Yeah, when you call through, you just call through. Are you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Still
with us.
Angela?
I believe her call dropped.
Oh, damn.
Yes, her call dropped. Yeah, well, it's good to hear from this untouched of Patterson.
I'm telling y'all something. All y'all listening, y'all know Blog Talk will fuck your show up at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. We've been dealing with this shit for years. So, you know, just bear with us. We'll get this shit fixed.
All righty then. So let's keep it moving, y'all. Let's go on to the next caller, who happens to be J-Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Jay, we're happening, y'all.
Hey,
what's going on, people?
He is in the building, DSP. What's good, bro?
Ham
salami bacon, my nigga. Ham salami bacon.
That's where we at, huh? Just can't have a normal conversation amongst you humans.
Yeah. Asalaamu Alaikum. Should all this should be saying, Ashi, Ashi. You know, just say at the end. In the Muslim, Ashi, I say Ashi, all that shit. You know, put some lotion on.
Oh
nigga.
My!
Thank you for coming through.
Oh my God!
You know, somebody's mother's listening, Dave. Once in a while, you gotta be easy, bruh.
Miss VIP mother know how I am. Her daughter has told her already. Miss VIP has let her know that this Negro right here ain't right. I knew she had.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
What's going down with you, though, brother? Yeah, we got three, you know, for real, got some decorum going here. I'm going to use a fancy word that you hear. I'm a work with some coof because you're here, you know, so. Yeah,
actually, Dave, you're way too gauche to be coof. And whatever
no,
decorum.
No, I ain't gauche. I'm just light-skinned, nigga. I ain't that light.
Yeah, all that.
I so, John, J-Rob the
that
wise
be me.
Son, my brother.
That be me, sir.
You was last week we was honored to have the readings of your writings. That don't sound right. To have the readings of your writings on display up in here last week, man, and it was an honor to be able to perform your writings, man. How you feeling tonight?
It was pretty interesting last week. I didn't know where y'all was really going with all that. And once I got into the swing of it, I was like, this is pretty damn cool. So this is all right. Now we get to do it with David Mott.
Yes,
so hopefully,
right.
Hopefully he'll appreciate people. And because this is people trying to appreciate aspects of his writings. Because regardless of what people may say, the brother is an incredible writer. I don't like him personally, but I think he's an incredible writer.
Mm-hmm. I don't blame you. I don't blame you, but
I don't blame you either. Dude.
So, you know. I mean, because, you know, David's just that dude. But he's a good person. He's a good person.
Yeah, I told my mama earlier. I said, "Mama, I'm gonna live forever." She had too honored to go to heaven, and the devil will be scared. I take the fuck over.
You know, it's funny, Dave. I had a conversation with the devil, and he was like, "Nah, that's okay. That's okay. We got enough problems down here. We got enough problems."
Yeah. So my brother, Mr. J-Rob, the wise son, man, I'm interested to see what piece that you chose. Or, let me ask you, was the piece mm-hmm. that you're about to perform chosen or given to you?
No, Dave didn't give me anything because David's meme to me for some reason. So I had to find something of my own. And I dug deep to back in the day when Dave and I were, you know, just two young pups kicking it in this whole poetry thing. And I believe I found something that's indicative of the kind of poetry that David tends to elucidate. So that's pretty cool.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, well, look, brother, it's time to hear what you got, man. So I'm going to just simply say to you that the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm not going to say the name of this until it's over. So if you wouldn't mind indulging me for a hot moment. Crumbled parchment pieces of unexplainable whispers, failed attempts at silently spoken screams of expression smothered by hesitation and fear. Mental imprisonment, keys to freedom held by the imprisoned, by the visions of what would be if fingertips could produce what thoughts manufacture for the soul's creation, hoping to manifest. Sentences of sincerity without punctuation, paragraphs embodied with messages not subliminal. Minimal courage, triumphed by maximum frustration as the marathon of thoughts confuse the actions take during moonlit, sun-kissed skies. There's no concept of day and night in the life of a dreamer. Emptiness of the weak and weary, loose affidavits unseen by the witness, for with each statement was intended intentions mentioned, yet tense will render to the sender, with each failure the heart grows tender, the sorrow grows heavier, the mind fills with clouds as the aspiration of speaking out loud is drowned in the ocean of silence. Fragments of interpretation dripped by an instrument filled with what the heart bleeds, searching for what the mind needs. Yet there is but vast confusion, vast problems with non-existent solutions, unable to figure out why these crumbled pieces were never able to say what my lips could not form to speak, now seems so bleak, because I love you is all I ever wanted to say, but now it's too late. Life dealt the love a new fate, nothing left but these crumpled letters without an address. Today my love holds an abundance of courage. Today your life found itself to have no sounds of time left. So every tomorrow I write an unfair letter to the one who never heard the words, hoping to replay the first yesterday in which I had the chance to say today, to simply say, I love you, the metaphoria. As first said by J. Rob of My Son. Ashe.
All righty, all right. La Perla Negra.
Get your ass off mute, Pearly Negro.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do something. J-Rob, you know I'm a huge fan of everything. Just like with David, there's nothing that you have written that I wouldn't want to listen to over and over again. That piece is, oh, man. That piece is beautiful. And I love listening to you do it. Awesome. I forgot who's in the studio, really. Oh, I'm sweating. I'm sorry.
Yo, J-Rob, the wise son, my bro, you are a phenomenal poet yourself, man. And this recital, at first I thought it was your piece because some of those words that was being used and the way it was running together, but you definitely made it your own. Mr. Metaphoria, bro, another fine example of how your pieces go, bro. You're just a phenomenal writer, bro. Phenomenal poet, man. For real, the poet Douglas.
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, man. What a splendid reading of Mr. Metaphoria's writings, man. I thought he had that down packed. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Wise Son. How was it for you in your reading of this work? Did you read it beforehand? Did you get a feel for it? What was it that led you to do this particular piece?
Nothing in particular. I was looking at stuff that Dave wrote when he and I first met. So I went back to some stuff from 2018, 2019, and I found a piece. So I was like, I'll do this. So it came out, and I was able to copy it. I read it when I looked at it. I read it once over and was like, I think I could do this. So I picked it and copied it and was like, cool.
Okay. Hey, well,
one more time, J-Rob.
The title of the piece is called Unspoken Thoughts, written by David Mott, November 17th, 2019.
Yeah, I just wanted to fuck with you. I knew the piece here. You know, I'm going to give you
I know you did. Not funny.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, I followed this brother in the BPC for about 2 years, and the shit was dope as fuck. And I thought he was a Muslim, so I ain't want to call him nigga. If he's a Muslim, I was like, this nigga dope, though, but he wear bow ties all the time, so he got to be a Muslim. He wore bow ties and hats. So after following each other, comments said, man, that shit was tight, whoop-de-whoop, and all of that. I found out, I said, man, I was being meant to reach out to you, but, you know, Muslims, y'all do shit different. He said, what? I'm not a fucking Muslim. It's like bow tie. It makes me look good. I said, see, this is a conceited dark-skinned motherfucker, so I know we going to be cool and shit. And we've been rocking from that ever since. And he's a New York Knicks fan. It ain't before of us motherfuckers. You know, it's been a long time. Patrick Ewing still chewing that same piece of gum since the last time. We've been in the fucking playoffs other than this year, and we got our ass kicked. But we're loyal. But I got to say, man, we've been bouncing a bunch of ideas off each other and shit. We've been rocking for this shit since, shit, like I said, a couple of years ago when we met one of the coolest brothers I know in the poetry community. I ain't, you know, shine nobody else, but everybody equal and shit. But you done the fuck out that piece, man. I damn sure appreciate you coming through and spitting that motherfucker. You one of them people that push us all to try to use bigger words because, like I said, you didn't have a bicycle growing up. You had a dictionary, so you learned all them motherfuckers. The rest of us was out riding bikes and she was nice. You was reading dictionary and memorizing words, but I'm glad you didn't have a bike. I need to learn some of the big words, you know. I know and the. You know shit like anthropomorphism, whatever the fuck that shit you say. First big word. First big word he taught me was recapitulate. I said, what the fuck recapitulate mean? He said to repeat. What nigga say repeat? What the fuck say recapitulate for? Hell, I can't spell that shit. I've been learning. I'm going to get that app a word a day, and I'm going to learn how to sound like motherfucking J-Rob from the South Block before this shit is over.
Yeah. All righty then. Let's take that to the bank. So, J-Rob, before you leave up out of here, man, could you tell us what you got going on over at the Get Down?
Man, I'm going to tell y'all this, if Van don't mind. We want y'all to take a look at a box of crayons and give your poetry a color.
Ooh.
Let's see what you could do with that.
Mm.
That's what's coming up.
Pretty cool. I like that. I like that a lot.
There's 74 colors in the Crayola crayon box. So let's see what you could do with Crayola crayon wax if you were writing poetry. That's where we're going.
Yes,
that's where we're going.
That sounds pretty cool.
So this is going down this Thursday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, y'all. The Get Down, once again, this Thursday with the one and only J. Rob the Y Son and Poetics Meadows. Check it out. Check it out. So, my brother, we're going to sit you right back there on the chair of Miss Mosquito Repellent.
Looking forward to it.
Hey, one love, my brother. One love.
One love and one mic. I'm a holler.
Baby, baby.
One love, one mic.
Baby, baby.
For real, if I could say this real quick before we go to the next caller. Angela Suntouch Patterson, her call that dropped, but she wanted to say she's been listening. She's been enjoying the hell out of the show. Much love to everybody. We crazy as hell. And I do want to say she is a 4-foot-tall giant, and she's still listening right now. She cuts me out to say she's 4-foot-tall. But I'm telling y'all, if you ain't familiar with the works of Suntouch Patterson, get familiar with them. She is dope as a motherfucker. A huge inspiration to myself as a poet and creative writer, because like I said, I don't like saying I'm a poet because I'm a little too sensitive. But yeah, her shit is dope. She's got plenty of books out. She's also a part of one of my books. I wanted to say mine was our book. Myself, Arthur D. Christopher Harvey, and Angela Suntouch Patterson. It's called Sincredible Ink, Insatiable Fantasies. It is erratic. I mean, you're going to fuck if you read it. If you got somebody to fuck, you're going to fuck them, or you're going to fuck yourself. One of the two, I guarantee it. Available on Amazon.com, or you can contact either one of us and order your copy. Just saying. But I had to relay that message.
All righty. All right. Well, you let Angela Suntoucher know. Yeah. Baby, baby. I think she know what I'm talking about. So, David Mott, you got a couple of more people here, man, ready to salute you, man. Are you ready to hear from them?
Hey, man, bring them on, man. Shit, I thought I just had 3 fans, and one of them my mama here. So it's been about 5 people here, so I'm excited like a motherfucker.
All righty, then. So that's what we're going to do. Once again, shout out to the beloved Angela Patterson. Much love, darling. One love, babies. Opening up the mic to area code. This number looks so familiar to me. Let's see who we have here. Hey, welcome to the Soul Cafe. Who do we have here?
Happy Monday, it's Gina Storm.
Hey, Gina. What's
hey,
going on,
Gina.
Baby love?
I came to get jiggy with David Moss.
All righty, then. I can't wait for you to do so. David, say hello.
Gina, I damn sure appreciate you coming through. Gina Storm, listen, a storm comes with rain. If you ever just want to pull them waters on a motherfucker, I will take them. I'm not New Edition. I can't stand the rain. But I am not Prince, so if it's a purple rain, I don't want it because I don't want no different coloration. I want clear rain. I don't want to see me standing in the purple rain. That shit, I would have to get some penicillin or something. But, Chi-Town is a motherfucking building, And I definitely appreciate you coming through. And especially being, if you go do one of my pieces, I know it's not going to be 15 minutes. Because, when you get the freestyle and you get good with it sometimes, you keep rolling. So this is going to be a great night. I appreciate you, Gina.
Mercy.
I appreciate you, Mr. Metaphoria. I don't know how it worked for everybody else, but I requested a piece, and so I will spit the piece that he gave me, and I'm appreciative for the opportunity.
All right. Well, Gina, you know what I'm going to say to you, darling. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Push by Mr. Metaphoria. I've always admired the way that you handle pain. The way you always manage to find sunshine through the rain. And I can't lie, nor will I ever deny the torment I put you through. Many nights you needed me, cried out for me, pleaded for me, but I wasn't there for you. Yeah, you pushed through. I can remember constantly telling the biggest lie I ever could when I said, baby, if I could carry all of your pain, without a doubt I would, when in reality, I've always known my shoulders have never been as strong as yours. The weight of anguish and sorrow I placed upon your life, I could never withstand it if it were bestowed upon me from your hands. But still, through the cheating, the lies, all about me, you despise, you push through. I want to apologize. I want to apologize to you from the deepest realm of my existence. As upon this bed I lay praying that this pain will be taken away, I now understand what I've taken you through. Impregnated with karma seeds, torturous shockwaves shooting up my spine as memories play like movies in my mind. Pain and measures that alone I could never endure. But by my side you remain. I scream through every moment in hopes to explain. I apologize for every lie I ever told you. Please just rescue me from this delivery and allow me to hold you. I apologize for every tear your eyes ever shed for me, every tear your heart ever bled for me. I apologize for ever doubting your worth. I beg of you to take back this birth, and I promise we can make it work. I apologize for ever having to say I'm sorry repeatedly, but I beg of your forgiveness because I feel my death is within this delivery. I died in that delivery room multiple times within your eyes while giving birth to true lies, void of lies, a life void of stipulations and manipulation, rebirth of a new situation, a you situation, where you never abandoned me as I abandoned you many times before. My well-being never ignored throughout it all was through, and now I vow to push you. This is the most beautiful nightmare I ever had because I was awakened to a dream, realizing that you were the one that I've always dreamt of, my dream love, the vision for my blinded eyes that had never seen love, your love and dedication. Deliver me in a message sent to me with a special delivery. I've always admired the way you handle pain, but never again will I give you repeated doses of the same. Never again will I push against you. Together, we will push through. From the mind of Mr. Metaphoria, read by Gina Storm. In peace.
Wow, wow, wow. I want to just say this. Yes. Very often, we don't get to often hear Miss Storm read, you know, when she's doing her freestyles. We may have heard her over here at the Soul Cafe, but not too often do we get to hear her read and to read someone else's work. That was beautifully read, Gina Storm. I'm going to go to La Perla Negra.
Thank you for that.
Was beautiful. That was beautifully done. Right. Kind of throws you off when you're listening. You read someone else's piece, but you read it like you were doing a freestyle. So it did. I didn't hear any difference. That was beautiful.
Oh,
done.
That's why. Absolutely.
That's what
it was. The content.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what did it for me.
It was beautiful.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you, LaPorte and La Tegra. I love that y'all do this. This gives me life.
Poetic.
Gina Storm. You recited this just like La Perla Negra said, like one of your freestyles. You definitely did this piece justice in your own way. And Mr. Metaphoria, another fine piece, sir. Another
fine piece.
Thank you both.
It's been incredible. Thank you, Poetic. Thank you, David.
I definitely appreciate it. You know, Gene, I've been giving you hell since we met each other, and this shit ain't gonna fucking stop now. Like I say, if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. You know.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna give y'all the automatic charismatic commentary because he just get on my goddamn nerves. So hell, I give him some bullshit. But the rest of y'all.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, I'm going to give you a hard time, but appreciate you coming through, love. You know, stay smiling. I know this ain't been the best year. It ain't been the best 2 years for the last of us. But you've done a piece of great justice. We got a lot of people that still left to come, so we got to keep it moving. But much love.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming through, and we'll be talking.
Appreciate that. That's why I was able to push through it, because of you. One love, one mic, y'all.
One love. One love,
one love,
mic.
One mic, baby love. One love, one mic. All right. That was beautiful, man. You know, to hear Gina read like that, that was really beautiful. We're going to keep things going.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go on to the next caller, which happens to be Just Gay. What it do?
What's going on, everybody? Been enjoying the poetry tonight.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, thank you.
What's up?
Mr. Metaphoria, tonight's your night to sit on the hot seat. How you feel,
hey, look,
man?
I thought he said just Blaze at first. I was going to say, I know damn well. But
Blaze,
I know goddamn
Will.
Well.
Don't waste that on Will.
Okay, what's going down with you, Jared? I was about to, but I appreciate you coming through. I definitely appreciate you coming through and showing some love.
Believe me, I was on the fence, and you still got them same five fans you started with.
And one of my mama.
All right, then. Man, so how I feel, bro? What's going on in your head?
It's good, bro.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
I'm drinking and enjoying the show. Just loving hearing this poetry and everything. I know you got something for us.
You know what? You blocked me last year, so I was not able to request a piece from you, so that's just so be it.
I done blocked three white women and two smokers. Hell, I'm the only two black guys.
All right.
Yo.
All right.
Y'all crazy. So, just Jay, man, what you got for us, brother?
Man, since I couldn't get a piece from Mr. Metaphoria, I got a Mr. Metaphoria inspired piece. No, it's not even that. It's some stuff I wrote last year. But anyway, I'm about to go ahead and spit it. This right here is a tale about children and children not listening. It's told in a blunt manner and fashion. I'm going to go into it.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. 14. 14 years old, and it's innocence in its most pure existence in this world so cold. Straight A student plans to go to college. Since she was a child, she loved to seek knowledge. Her mother worked 6 days a week from 9 to 9. No male figure in the home because daddy lied. So to pass the time, she kept her nose in the books. A life of cleanliness in a world filled with dirty crooks. One day at school, she caught the attention of a senior. A charming young man with extremely smooth demeanor told her everything she had never heard. In the days, she was hanging on to us each and every word. For the first time in her life, she received attention from a boy. She was as happy as a child with a brand new toy. After just a few weeks, she felt it was love. He was the very first male she was able to kiss and hug. Late night conversations of adult nature. He convinced her that nudity is beauty and all a part of nature. So she sent his naked image to him in a text. He replied with her with a request for sex. Though riddled with fear, she agreed. She felt she loved him and it was time to do the dirty deed. The very next day before her mother came home, he came over, and in minutes, her innocence was gone. She felt like a woman anew, and to his love, her heart would stay true. The next day at school, she approached him and said, "I love you, boo." In return, he said, "I don't feel the same as you." He turned and walked away, giving her the cold shoulder, just like that. Her run with love was over. Her face covered with tears, she walked into class. All the students pointed and laughed. She was broken, and nothing could fix her. As she discovered, he had sent multiple pictures. She had given to him her most prized possession, and sex was nothing more was his main obsession. Embarrassed far more than she ever had been, she ran home immediately from school and waited for her mother to come in. Hours of crying had passed. Finally, her mother walked to the door. She said, "Mom, can we talk?" But she was completely ignored. She tried again and again to get her mother to lend an ear. Her mother screamed, "I'm tired and I don't want to talk about anything. Now get out of here." So she went to her room and climbed to her bed, her pillowcase drenched by the tears she had shed. All she could think about is how her heart was broken and how piercing were his words, along with the thought of how could she go back to school, being that she was made such a fool. The next day, she returned to class with a plan in mind. She was seeking closure and a peace of mind. During lunch hour, while all the students gathered outside after being fed, she made her way to the roof and stepped onto the ledge. She screamed out his name and questioned why, and everyone pointed towards her in concern. She began to cry. In a panic, he yelled, "We can fix this." She replied, "You drove us to this." Before anything else could be said, she threw herself off of the ledge, dead upon impact, a blank stare, open eyes. The guy everyone looked at as once the nice guy was now despised. But why did it have to end like this? 14 years old and sure to be missed. To get her mother to listen, she tried and tried. If only she could be given a full few more minutes, she would have known that her daughter was contemplating suicide. In peace. That piece is by David Mott.
I'm going to let David take this dissertation.
I said, "Yeah, this day you lying motherfucker." When you said 14, I said, "Yes, I know that piece. I know that piece."
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Just think about it.
Yeah. That piece is inspired by organization called Sawyer, Save Our Youth, Oklahoma. I'm telling y'all something. Listen to your kids. In all seriousness, I had no jokes with this one. Listen to your children. Pay attention to the mannerisms and everything, because a lot can go on in a child's mind. And when they come to talk to you, you can never be too busy for your children. I mean, that I promise you. And when they come tell you something, believe them. You know, in black households, we go through a lot of that growing up. You know, what happens in this house stays in this house. Fuck that. It doesn't stay in this house. Tell somebody. Listen when they're talking to you, because they're telling you something serious. You know, youth suicide is high as shit because of bullying and everything like that. So it's a whole difference. So that's what inspired this piece. Great job reciting it, just Jay. I'm going to let the other hosts give you commentaries. Like I said, we're keeping people moving in. We got more people raising hands. But I really appreciate you coming through, brother. Much love. And don't try to trick me again, motherfucker.
But I am blocked, though. So let's go ahead and call the duck a duck. But you know what? It was actually a blessing, because I ain't had to look that far for the form that you gave me last year.
My bad. I'm back on mute. I got to check my block list, because I don't remember blocking you. Like I said, it's only a few people I got blocked. I damn sure don't remember blocking you. Hell, I had no reason to do so.
Oh, no, I'm just messing with you, man, giving you a hard time. It just is
what
it is.
It was mine to do some other shit.
right. You will do something like that, but no, this ain't the case. But, yeah, man, you really get a chance to learn about your own poetry by sitting in that seat that you're sitting in, man. You see how people take your words, David Mott's words, and go ahead and break them and use them in different ways. It's kind of like what the pick up your pen portion. You know, we all get the same three phrases, but we all break them differently. And then when you hear somebody breaking your stuff differently, it really opens your eyes. Like, you know what? I didn't know I was writing expansive as that. But yeah, you're a creative writer. I hate to say that you more than a poet, but your creative writing ability is off the charts.
Appreciate it, man. But that's enough dissipation. We just told you we got more people. So we're going to let these hosts say something, and we're going to push your ass out to the dance floor and shit. Like they're doing to get
that's
all ready.
Right, that's
go
right.
to the dance floor and you get around with somebody. So for real, the poets, Danielle, whichever one y'all want to go next.
Hey, what matter of fact, what we're going to do is, for the sake of time, man, we're going to just let what you said stick to it, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to just keep it moving. Hey, one love, one mic, Just Jay.
Yeah, y'all be easy, man. Y'all having a smashingly good show.
Hey, thank you, my brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All righty then. That's what I'm talking about. We're going to bring in this other caller. We have Bella on the line.
She is. Bella, unmute yourself.
Hi. Hola. Good evening.
Hola.
Hey.
Hello.
How you doing?
Bella, I got to say this real quick to you. Much love coming in. But, oh, goddamn, be careful with that accent. Because, like I said, the first time I heard you on the show, I ended up with no pants on, and I didn't even realize the shit with that accent you got. So, oh, my goodness. I still appreciate you.
Hola, Metaforia. I don't have any of your film, but I have something that you're going to like,
oh.
I think.
Oh, Lord, I'm an actor. I'm sure I'm going to like it because I like the way you say Foria. Boy, I tell you what.
Oh, God.
I tell you, I had your ass in the witch office. You keep on running around.
Oh,
you're
not hearing anything, though.
Bella, the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. So this one is bilingual to one, written in English and Catalan, because I'm from Barcelona. So, mi bella la respiración, my beautiful breath. Haze resided deep in your eyes. Bumps of cloudy irritant turned into vile vapor of tapestry of transparent glasses. Right, I am. I'm bleeding inside to watch your eyes glisten, not because they twinkle. They were misting heavily. And I am here to catch those droplets, like how your arms cuddled me. You. Yes, you. You once turned my moistened pebbles into a fine chandelier, a gem-like candelabrum, reflecting, glimmering. I levitated like an illuminant. You are my thousand folds of light. You wiped away my aches and embraced my cloud-like dim, lacing my beams. So, mi dulce amor, mi bella la respiración, permite a que sus manos para purificar tu vista y a subirle porque te dis una vez más. Sweet love, my beautiful breath, allow these hands to purify your sight. And I will open them for you to see. Once again, mi enamorado, contorted into my wishes, be blanketed by my caring touches, a chance to catch your mistiness, per purificar el mio pensamiento, sandice, to purify my thoughts, surrendering. Lo prometo, I promise you, I will hold you close, blow the steam from your pleading eyes, make them clear, for you to see mi amor, ti estimo amor, poema final, gracias. I love you, my love, and poem, thank you.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful. David Mott.
Wow.
Bella. Bella, Bella, I love how you did it in a different language, and I really love the part when you said, I caught the line in there in the other language. See, I'm trilingual. I know a bunch of languages. When you said that every time I hear the deepness of your voice, I want to take my drawers off, that was beautiful. I love that line you put in there. You know, that was great right there. I'm just saying, you know, I really appreciate that you would feel that way when I speak. We haven't really formally met, but yeah, I'm just saying, yes, you are definitely a wonderful poet, a beautiful young lady, and yeah, shit, that accent, it just does something to me. So please keep coming through so we can hear that accent. You know, just, I don't even give a fuck if I do know what you're saying here. It makes me horny. So just, well, I appreciate you. You make Peter leave the gate a lot of times.
Oh,
so
my
just
God.
I want to thank you for that. Thank you for coming through.
All righty. All right, then. Much love. Bella, mi bella. It was great hearing you, darling, and thank you for stopping by the Soul Cafe on the night, love. You feel me?
Yes, sir. I feel you.
All right, darling. Baby, baby. One love, one mic, baby.
One love, one mic.
All righty then, y'all. We're going to keep things moving. Coming up next on the mic is the one and only Mojave.
You. What's going on?
What it do? Welcome to the Soul Cafe, bro.
What's happening,
Mojave?
What's good?
Hey.
What's going on?
You know what?
What's going on,
next
brother?
Time I come on. I came over here to fuck with Dave because Dave just been in here cutting the fuck up. But it's your day, so I figured we take care of that quick as possible. Although I didn't get a poem. Fuck you, Dave. And
you didn't ask for one, motherfucker. You too busy on Clubhouse here. When we call you on the video and try to talk to your ass, you too busy over there with them goddamn shimmeroos and shit over on the Clubhouse. You come back and fuck with us, and you got a piece. Well, shit, we're tired of you throwing us to the back burner.
Dave, I still exist in my perpetual fuck you and fuck everything you talk about. Fuck all that shit you're talking about right now. All right? Nobody asked you shit, Sasquatch. Nobody asked
you. We're fucking transforming and shit. You come on back to us. But we ain't got time to do all the rhetoric and everything. So we need you to put a piece.
We're
going to keep you moving because we got people waiting.
We can argue later. Now, you the one here to keep or not? If not, I'm just get the fuck out the way. And then you just be like, fuck you all day.
Well, hang up, motherfucker. Wow. Either spit or hang up. Which one you want to do?
Do y'all stop? We're going to
do it my way, fucker. Sorry, for real. You know how we get down. Anyway, neither here nor there.
What you got for us, bro?
I got it. Let me know if it's too loud. You hear that?
It's good.
All right, good. Just making sure, because Dave is one of the foremost people of erotic poetry, but since his pen is on hiatus and he's too busy giving other people pieces, I'm going to give y'all a piece. It's very Dave-like. So let's go. Nine. Oh, I did that wrong. That was supposed to happen. My bad. That wasn't the version I was supposed to have. That wasn't the version. I'm like, yeah, that wasn't the version. That was messed up. I don't know what happened. No, so. My bad, Dave. All right. We'll do this again. Run it back. All right. You're going to do it this way. Better?
Yeah.
Right. We'll do that. All right. From the way she sucked me off and stared me deep in my eyes as I spilled volumes of seed, she chose violence. The breaking of silence from the deep guttural growls from how your tongue went on the prowl. The picture in the dictionary is my awakened face on the loud. You kept sucking like you're proud of yourself. Stole my soul and put it at the top of the shelf, beseeching me to eat your peach. What kind of power is this? Licking tongue like a snake hiss, my chamber empty to the tune of oral bliss. Excuse me, miss. Ma'am, this was not the plan or the order of tonight. The darkness is bright. Line this sight, pleasure comes from the slits of eyes, the rise of birth fluid if you were allowed to fill your cavernous mouth. You were south of my border. You begin to travel north, straddle me and use my man root to tickle your clits. From the way you squeeze the wetness, it is a please, but I can let go of that or skedaddle. My face is bearded, therefore it's a saddle. My ass for your honey. Labia wrestled with lips, let me drink your elixir and fulfill this thirst. You can fuck my face. My hair can win this race till you cross the finish line. Like someone's first. Your sweetness tickles my tonsils, coats my throat in ecstasy. You are the greatest fantasy come true while my tongue explores the inside of you. Coaxing, your pussy boasting that I'll be down. The sound of pleasure is what I treasure. To your grinds and moans end in silence. Till I'm ready for you again. Rob my face and choose violence. Home.
Metaphoria.
You're nasty. You come with the nasty shit, you're going to end up catching herpes and syphilis or something. Like the song say, I'm going to leave that hole smoking. That's what you're going to end up doing or whatever that song says or something like that. But
you first.
You know, I'm going to give you hell all the time.
You first.
Appreciate
you first.
Coming through.
You first.
On this night of showing love to the resident asshole. You know what?
You know what, Dave, put on a dance floor.
So once you start talking, it's going to be 15 more minutes, and we ain't got that long. So
we ain't got 15 more minutes.
Appreciate you.
I'm going to tell you. Shut up.
We ain't got 15
minutes.
Right.
God damn it, Dave. You don't take compliments well. As being one of the most foremost poets that write the way that you write and have an incredible thing, I've never seen someone who is such a bright light that's afraid of their own shine. Accept this shit. Be who you were meant to be. You're great. Understand that. You're fucking phenomenal. Stop being an asshole. Accept everything that's bequeathed to you. Take your mantle. Stand amongst the giants. The one that you already are. So, fuck you. I'm done. Talk to you later, Dave.
Yeah, I appreciate
love
it. That was mighty white of you.
Love
you. We're going to talk to you down the road.
Love you.
We're going to bring on these other callers.
Because
I want to spit before the show is over with. So, we will holler at you, Mahabi. Thank you. Appreciate
you.
One love,
you're
one mic. All that good shit.
You're an asshole. Yes.
Everybody's call drop. I'm the only one here.
Oh, everybody on mute.
Hey, sorry about that. We got situations going on up in here. Poetic is here. So listen, we're going to go to the next caller. We're running out of space right here. Thanks for spitting this, bringing that piece, yo. That was dope. But we got to keep it moving, if you can dig it. All righty then. Who do we have here? I think Mojave's call dropped off. All right, opening up the mic to the one and only Romeo.
Hey, y'all doing this evening?
How you doing?
Indeed. Enjoying the poetry tonight. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Congratulations on the feature again this evening, sir. It's been wonderful listening to listen to your words by other poets. It was a fantastic experience. Shout out to for real for that.
Hey, shout out to you, my brother.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, I wanted to come support, you know. Oh, I just wanted to just give my congratulations and praise to the man of the hour. That's all I had to say. I enjoyed the event. But are you taking questions? Oh, I do have a question for you, Mr. David, if you are taking questions. Or is it just okay?
What happened?
I know y'all got people backed up. What stakes
hold on,
do you enjoy?
The damn train coming. Let me walk inside so I can hear you. Okay, say that one more time.
Yeah, I know you're a man of the food. So I wanted to know what steak do you enjoy most, and is there a steak out there that you haven't had that you would like to enjoy?
As crazy as it may seem, to me, steak is fucking horrible. The only beef I really eat is ground beef. I love hamburger helper. Like, a T-bone ain't shit to me. I'd rather a bologna sandwich, New York strips, waste of time, all that stuff. Just not a big beef fan, you know. I I was a pork fan, but I'm trying to get off the pork because they say it's bad for black people, and I'm about half black, so I only eat half the pork I used to. Because I'm trying to stay healthy. So, yeah. But some, I mean, hey, shout out to those that like steak. I say if you're going to eat one, don't get it well done. Get it medium well, but don't get it bleeding. That ain't our type of shit. I don't like to eat nothing that's bleeding.
Indeed.
Whether it's on the plate or walking, I will not eat anything that's bleeding. So, yeah, just, as long as you don't do that shit, you're good with steak.
Understood. Thank you for answering the question. I'm going to follow back and listen to the rest of the show.
All right, Romeo. Thank you so much, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Romeo Donati. All right, we're going to keep it going. Let's get Rain on here. Rain, how you doing?
What's happening, people? What's happening?
Hey.
Going on, Rain?
What's up, good people?
How you feeling?
Rain, I see you guys. I seen a picture of you the other day. I see you guys.
You know what?
Especially for a white woman.
You know what? You're going to stop talking about white women. That's what you're going to stop doing.
Ladies and gentlemen, as much as we'd love to go into this, we got 4 minutes
I'm not,
left. So, Rain, if you want to
sit. I'm not going
to
sit. I'm not sitting. After all this, I'm not sitting.
Okay.
No. No. Am I the last caller?
Yeah.
No, Dave has somebody that wants to spit.
If you say we got 4 minutes left, the piece he had will be way past 4 minutes, so we might as well make Rain the last caller. He wanted me to spit it anyway, so I ain't going to do that. If we can end with Rain as the last caller.
Oh, all right, Rain, so you got to spit. There's no – you can't back out now.
Okay.
I'll spit. Oh, okay. Making sure. We want to end it on a good note. Come on, Rain. Give us some of that good Caucasian wording you got there.
You know what? I choose violence.
Hey, Lou.
You know, stop talking about the drippers, too, but okay.
The mic is yours. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't mean to be cliche, but poetry, still. Can we do it in slow motion? Can we plaster the page with our intentions? Meet between lines, have a meeting of the minds. I never mind the way you violate my muse. Using me back to my senses as if I can feel your tip glide between my lines, slow and deliberate. I want you to make love to me in the key of honey. Pollinate my guts with reasons to trust it. And you, I want to taste all of your similes. Lick them from your lips till I know exactly what audacity tastes like. I want to snort every single one of your lines until I can finish your sentences. I want to suck you like a metaphor, drink the rhythm of your rhymes, get on all fours so you can hyperbole my whole with the whole of you. I want you to double entendre me, like, have you ever made love in the rain, or have you ever made love in rain? I want to make life with you. Let me shower you with a sweet deluge of surrender, a salute of kept promises, and a reason to take this connection to the next level. Let you drown me with your idiosyncrasies and resuscitate me with your alliteration. I want to feel what you breathing life into me feels like for the second time. Because honestly, I caught my breath when we first met. It happened somewhere between joking and, oh, so sarcasm is what we're doing. And, well, somewhere before the end of the conversation. It's funny how easy and simple that sounds, but we both know better. You should know that when I watch you from a distance, I see poetry in motion. Every move you make is poetic and with a purpose. I see you. Like, I really see you, but you already know this, and I feel you. And the desire to move in sync with you, like make poetry in slow motion together, so that you don't miss a moment of it. A moment of me showing you exactly what it feels like to be a living, breathing love poem. That's right.
Dave, you got less than a minute and go.
Hey, man, that was some. I love that shit. Your cadence with it and everything is beautiful. I appreciate you coming through, showing me some love, even though you'll never let me co-host on your show again because I was on 10 and you didn't publish the show. That was mighty white of you. I want to tell everybody real quick, thanks to each and every person that came through and showed some love tonight. As much as an asshole I can be, I appreciate every single one of you. Shout out to Epiphany Radio. Shout out to Wolf Hour. Shout out to Shit Born the Right Cook. That was the first show I ever spit on. Y'all have no idea what the fuck this meant to me tonight in a time that I really needed it. I know the Caucasian woman's going to kick us out. She's going to say, thank you for calling, and then hang up. Much love, everybody. Enjoy your night. Get drunk and go bareback. We are out of here.
All right. Everybody hang up. She ain't cut us off yet.
She has not.
And I cannot end the show. So the show is over, but you ain't got to go home. But you got to get up off the line. One love, one mic. Good night.
Good night, Joe.